time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about the limit changes that came out just last week for some of the reservoirs in our area. None here really close to home. They've got an event coming up in Moab on Friday, and be looking for a waterfowl clinic that's just going to be for the youth, and that's coming up in September. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. So now we were talking before we came on. There were a few reservoirs that you guys have put out limit changes on, and why don't we let the people know, why do you guys do those kinds of things?
Yeah, well, during a drought year like this year, the water levels get low and also the water gets warm, and that's not very favorable conditions for the fish. So these fish are going to be dying anyway, so we increase the harvest rate or the fishing rate of how many fish can be taken by each person daily, and that's just to ensure that those fish don't go to waste, that people can put them in their fridge or their freezers.
And as we talked about, there were some over in San Pete County, but the one that's kind of in our region as well is the Monticello Lake.
Yeah, Monticello Lake. So that's down in San Juan County, and the limit has been increased to 8 trout per person per day.
And you're still thinking that we're going to be okay here in our area as far as like the energy loop and those kinds of things as far as fish? Is that because of the elevation and the water's going to stay a little bit cooler?
It's the elevation, but it also has to do with our stocking schedule. So here in southeastern Utah, we generally are drier than the rest of the state. And because of that, our biologists are pretty proactive in deciding when they stock and when they don't stock. So with the conditions being so dry, they decided to stock fewer fish this year.
And so you guys were kind of out ahead of the game, and hopefully that'll make everything all right, and we'll make it through this little dry spell that we're having right now. But as we were talking before, you know, just because it becomes fall and winter, it doesn't mean we're still not having drought issues.
Right, right.
And so this could seriously even affect ice fishing this winter.
Absolutely.
So you'll have to be looking for those kinds of changes, and just keep an eye on it and let people know. You did say that you get fishing reports every now and then. People are catching stuff, but there's just not a lot of water right now.
That's correct.
You know, get out and take a ride over the energy loop and look at some of these lakes and look where the people are, because their people are out there.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. So, you know, it's still okay to go out and have some fun, catch some fish, and enjoy what we have left of a summer here.
That's right.
All right, now coming up on Friday, you said down in Moab, you're going to have a reptile and amphibian clinic. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, so that's August 6th. We're going to have a free event for the public. It's great family fun. Our biologists are going to be teaching the folks around here about basically the natural history and the biology of some of our local reptiles and amphibians. It's a great event. It takes place at 7 o'clock p.m., again, down in Moab. And if you want more information for that, because you do have to register for the event, you can go to eventbrite.com. And spaces are limited for participation, so get online and see if you can get yourself a ticket.
And head on down there for that. And then also another, and it's always a fun one, too, when you guys do these things. Coming up, you said about the first week in September, a waterfowl clinic for the youth.
Yeah, we don't have a date yet, but definitely the beginning of September, we'd like to host this annual event that we have where we teach the youth how to go waterfowl hunting. And we typically have trap shooting. We have bird dogs that volunteers bring out, and we kind of just expose the youth to this fun recreational activity. And we're looking forward to that.
And you guys do that out at Desert Lake?
That's correct.
Is this another one where you guys have the things for them to use, or do they need to bring their own equipment with them?
No, we have everything there for them to use. So again, we don't have a date just yet, but we're really excited about this event, and I'll probably come back in and talk more about it when we get closer.
These waterfowl clinics and the youth clinics are just for anything, not necessarily waterfowl. This is what is creating the second generation hunter, and that's what you guys are doing these things for. And so are you seeing that you're sparking interest with these clinics that way?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, I'm a father, and it's exciting to see my boy getting interested in the outdoors and into wildlife. And it's a great time to bring your family out and to spark curiosity and have a good time.
All right. So be looking for that one. Once again, it's a waterfowl youth clinic coming up about the first week in September. We'll have Aaron back in. We'll talk more about it when we get these things solidified. Any other items that are going on? You know, we've got hunts that are coming up and deer hunts and those kind of things. We're getting close to that. Are there permits still left? Is that how that still works? Or have you got anything as far as that is concerned?
We don't have any permits left. Everything got bought up for the antlerless and for the cow, and we've got the general season coming out. So good luck to everyone as our season approaches.
And be safe out there and have fun.
That's right.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.